Good morning, it's Captain Marty Brill here on Friday, March the 8th with your weekend kickoff. Talk about opportunities to go fishing on the Outer Banks. I'll be right back.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at elsobx.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELS OBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
So let's start with the offshore fishing, and it's been a slow week. We had some bad weather. This time of year, it's mostly a weekend fishery anyway. I could not find, the last report I had was from last Sunday when a few boats found some yellowfin tuna and some bluefin tuna offshore out of Oregon Inlet. Haven't heard much out of Hatteras. I also know that the boatyards are full right now with people getting ready for the kickoff to the charter season, you know, so that's why the fleet is really, really small right now. But the table is set. We know the yellowfin are out there. There's still a lot of bluefin tuna offshore. Now it's time to start seeing some wahoos show up. A little bit after that, we'll see some of the first mahi of the year, or maybe even a billfish. We're well into March. By the time we get into April, it'll be everything will be on go. So we wait and we get ready for what we hope is a great offshore season. Nothing going on in the intermediate waters that I'm aware of. There has been some sea bass activity for guys bottom fishing, but I did not hear any of that either. In the surf, some of the first scattered puppy drum of the year are being caught, mostly on Hatteras Island, but a few north of Oregon Inlet as well. These are puppy drum in the slot size, and you need to be patient because they're not thick. But you can go get something besides a skate or a shark. At least you have some potential. And in that fishery, we'll be expecting blow toads will be the next thing that happens, and then some sea mullet after that. So today is going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow, the weather is going to diminish. By midday, we're going to have 90% chance of rain. And for our offshore guys, when that wind goes around to the southeast at 15 to 20, that's the kiss of death. It scatters the grass lines. It makes it rainy. And the fish, somehow or another, don't like to bite when the wind is blowing out of the southeast. That's for offshore. I can't really speak to the surf fishing because I'm just not an experienced surf fisherman. Where there is some really good fishing is back in the Sound and in these creeks that run off the Sound, these estuaries. Right now, a very good speckled trout bite going on. You need to go to your favorite spot, but don't be afraid to move around a little bit. Also, change your colors. Most every time you go is a good idea because the trout are picky. They're funny that way. There's also been some good catches of puppy drum, especially back at Hatteras and Ocracoke. The puppy drum bite is better down that way, but you're liable to catch a puppy drum anywhere you go in the Pamlico Sound or any of the surrounding waters. And that brings us to the freshwater fishing. Some of these areas are crossover areas where a creek off the Sound starts out as salt, ends up brackish, and it's not uncommon to catch a bass and a rockfish and a trout all in the same creek. So that's going on. Charlie Ainge told me today that it is time for the crappie and white perch to begin, especially over here in Hyde County, as they get on their beds and begin spawning. So that's good. We mentioned some largemouth bass. That's happening as well. And there's no telling what else you might would catch. A lot of opportunity in the freshwater areas, and this is a chance for locals to get out get on the bank, you mostly don't need a boat. And if you do need a boat, you can get away with a John boat or a kayak or a canoe. But a lot of it can be done from a lounge chair, which is why I like it. So give that a go. Get the minnows if you can afford them and can find them. But other than that, your crankbaits, your spinnerbaits, things like that, or a fly rod. A good fly rod will catch you some of that kind of stuff as well. So that's what's going on in the on the fishing front on the Outer Banks as we approach the weekend. I'll let you know what happens. If anything busts loose, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on Monday morning. That's my fishing report for you on this Friday. Good fishing. Good luck. Be safe.
When it comes to finding phenomenal seafood, you gotta go insane. That's right. Stop in to the Insane Seafood Market right there on Highway 64 in Columbia. Luke Midget and his crew work hard out on the water to make sure you have the freshest selection of seafood around. They provide a wide selection of fish, crabs, shrimp, oysters, and clams, just to name a few. Insane Seafood has a hot bar to satisfy that seafood craving right on the spot. Visit them online at InsaneSeafood.com and like them on social media. Go insane at Insane Seafood Market, Highway 64 in Columbia.